that this was the meal that Jesus ate before he instituted the sacrament of the Last Supper. So this is really quite a biblical, it'll be a great worship thing for you and uplifting. Well, you know, we call it a meal. It is not a meal. It's little cups set around that's going to symbolize the plight of the Jews. So if you're hungry, if you want to eat before you come, because this will not be a meal. It lasts about 1 hour. And the good thing is we have sign-up sheets. You can participate in the pre-making of everything, or you can participate in bringing stuff. And everyone, get excited. Ladies, clap your hands. You don't have to bake anything. You don't have nothing. You just go out and buy a jar of this or a box of that. And I have the stuff here for you to sign up for that. So this should be fun. It's March the 29th, Thursday. It's called Maundy Thursday. This is how we're going to celebrate it this year, in remembering Jesus' last meal also with the Jewish people. So hope to see you all there, and I will be out in the narthex with the clipboard. If I'm not there, Bill will track you down, and he'll make you sign, get you recruited.
Yeah.
And the men all know he's pretty good.
Yep. Some of the men signed up yesterday, and if you do sign up, the cost is not much. It's probably $5 or $6 for each of the items, so it's not a prohibitive cost thing if you choose to participate. Witherly.
Just giving a plug for some community entertainment starting next week. The middle schoolers are putting on The Little Mermaid. Opening night is Thursday night at 7 p.m., Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m., or Saturday at 7 p.m. And some of our youth is involved. Clara, Ingrid, is Ryan participating? Savannah? Anybody else? But at least few of our youth is there, so it's going to be a really wonderful presentation. It will be at the high school auditorium, so professional lighting, professional sound, and very enthusiastic middle schoolers.
Great. Every other month here at Peace, we follow the worship as it is set forward in the hymnal. So you'll want to keep the green hymnal handy for sections. It will be projected, but there are sections where it'll be very helpful to have the hymnal as we go forward in worship. The worship begins on page 78. We're following that. And the readings as well are found in the bulletin. So just know that, just to be aware of that information as we begin our worship. Let us begin by sharing our invocation with these words.